Hi, I'm Maggie Brennan, music director here at WCBE. We're excited to announce our new web exclusive, Live from Studio A Replay, where you can listen to some of our best Studio A sessions. We're dedicated to bringing you great music from around the world and from right here in Central Ohio. And that type of extraordinary service is only possible with your support. So please, consider making a donation of any amount by clicking the red donate button at the top of the page and keep the music going. And we thank you for your support.
That's Fresh Air this afternoon at 3 o'clock right here on listener-supported 90.5 WCBE-FM in HD Columbus and 106.3 FM in Newark. We've got four out of the seven fellas joining us today live from Studio A. Welcome to The Revivalist. Hi, guys.
Hey.
Hey.
What's up?
We're going to hear their story. They're out of New Orleans and, gosh, been busy on the road and the reissue of the album and the bonus tracks and what's in the works for the band. They'll perform tonight for the Americana Whiskey Wednesday series, and one of our great local groups as well performing tonight. We'll hear from their brand new release, the Rust Belt Rumble Family Band. It's from 6 until 9 p.m. Details at woodlandsproductions.com. Guys, what are you going to start us off with?
We're going to play a song called When I'm Able.
Excellent.
When the night comes and I'm able, I can see you across the table. You're a shooting star staring at me. I'm paranoid now. Why are you laughing? So I called you just to call you. It's not like that. Still looking for you. Looking out that window pane. I feel the soft rain. I'm going down the drain. It's washing me away. That's why I called you, just to call you. It's not like I left you at that altar. Gotta get this boulder off my shoulder and make that load here a little bit lighter. If you got something left to say, could you see me? In the daylight, you're a mystery. I catch a cool glimpse and let it storm me. When we coming closer, what this could be? Well, somehow I feel a little bit further from the truth. It's not typical, I feel invisible. Some days I'm miserable. And if you ever wanna see me, just take a load off, wild and free. If you got something left to say, would you, could you?
Came out, it was you. When it
Revivalist live from Studio A. You can find that off their City of Sound release, and there's been a second CD added to that reissue. It's some of the live sold out shows. Tell us some of the places. Is it all in one recording or one venue?
It's a whole bunch of shows. Yeah.
A couple different shows from the fall. We did a live outdoor show in New Orleans that was really special, and we were really happy that we happened to get that one recorded.
Yeah.
Nice. So we have a couple from there, a couple from Tipitina's in New Orleans, one from Brooklyn Bowl in, obviously, Brooklyn. Well, actually, no, not obviously, because there's one in London and Las Vegas now, too.
But it was the Brooklyn one.
But it was the Brooklyn one, yeah.
Just to clarify.
Yeah. And then I think we had one from...
From Garcia's? Yeah.
A little
maybe we're not sure. I don't know,
but it's in the liner notes, right?
Yeah,
you can find it all on our CD.
Yes, that you will be able to purchase tonight over at the fun event. It's the Americana Whiskey Wednesdays with the Revivalist, and well, talk about the Chance Encounter that kind of started off as a duo in the beginning. Whether or not you called yourselves the Revivalist back then with David and Zach, right? Some porch singing and who saw who and who.
Yeah, I was singing and playing guitar on my porch. I was actually singing a song called Purple Heart. It's on our album, Vital Signs. And, you know, he was riding by on his bike, and he actually told me he never usually took that way. But for whatever reason, he did.
It was fate.
Indeed.
And he stopped, you know. And I actually stopped playing guitar when he stopped because I was just like, you know, what's up, man? He was like, yeah, I'll finish the song. So I finished the song, and... then he picked up the guitar and played some like alternating pick pattern bass pick pattern stuff.
Like this.
That is exactly what you played, right?
Yeah.
Oh, Candyman.
I was just biking home from school. It was a new apartment, and this dude was like just belting on his porch, just singing like awesomely. So I like stopped to listen because if I see something cool like that, I'm gonna enjoy it, you know. And he just stopped playing. I was like, no, keep playing, man, you know. And he finished the song, and we started jamming a little bit. And nice. The rest is Revivalist's romantic history.
Right. Revivalist.
Religion aside, right?
Yeah. Yeah, no religious connotations.
But, but it doesn't mean you can't have a non-religious revival, right?
Yes, you can be very spiritual.
I like
that's
to
for
think
sure.
That we are a secular band that will take you to church.
Nice.
Boom.
Put that. Write that down, man. Put that in the bio.
I wrote it down somewhere. It's like on a napkin in my
bag. Rob is our bio writer.
Well, obviously, we're stripped down this afternoon. Four out of the seven guys, and a whole different setup tonight. Tell us, pedal steels, the horns, all sorts of good stuff, right?
Yeah, it's a pretty big band. We got pedal steel. Ed Williams takes care of that. Mm-hmm. We actually have Mike and Rob the. Yeah, the horn players
section,
here,
yeah.
And they also
keyboards.
Sing. Yeah, yeah, it's gonna be great. It's gonna be awesome. It's a big sound.
And
the live show
is just one of the many hats we wear.
Yeah, well, it's cool to have. We always love the different version, something different from the CD and the live show tonight.
For sure.
6 to 9 is the time of the event. Americana Whiskey Wednesdays over at Park Street Patio. The Revivalist live from Studio A. What's this next one you're gonna do?
It's actually a cover. It's called To Love Somebody. Do each and every little thing.
if I ain't got you. You don't know what it's like. Baby, you don't know what it's like to love somebody. Love somebody the way I love you.
Doesn't touch your soul. I don't know what would. That's a great version to Love Somebody. The Revivalist joining us live from Studio A there tonight over at the Park Street Patio with the Rust Belt Rumble Family Band. We'll hear new music from them coming up as well. The group out of New Orleans. Now, everybody grew up there, right?
Nope.
No.
No. Oh, just Tulane College?
Nobody
and is
grew
that
up
pretty
there.
Much.
Yep. Okay.
Tulane, Loyola,
I actually.
Oh, you did? Yeah. Hey, Buckeye with us.
Yeah. Buckeye.
Excellent. Yeah. Well, so tell us about, that's where you're based, so you still call it home, right?
Yeah.
For the band.
We've all been there absolutely. For about 10 years yeah, or so. And,
you and me are coming up on a decade in
yeah.
August.
Yeah.
It has to be a great place to be. And what about when Mardi Gras rolls around and the Jazz Fest is, do you guys kind of step away from that because it can get crazy, or do you play at the fest?
Oh, we embrace it.
We embrace it.
Yeah, yeah. We embrace it, definitely.
Definitely play in New Orleans.
We play some big
shows. Do the
shows.
Night shows, do the Jazz Fest.
Yeah. So festivals.
Have fun.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What's up for the rest of the summer with you guys?
A lot of touring.
Some festivals I see.
Taking a little time off in July. Yeah, we're doing Electric Factory.
Electric Forest.
Lock-In.
Lock-In.
Peach Fest.
Yeah, all sorts of.
Faces of the Moon.
Oh, yeah, Faces of the Moon.
In Canada.
Harvest Jazz and Blues in Canada is really cool.
It's going to be really awesome.
So talk about the who you worked with on the reissue and the you know, the live picks.
Mm-hmm. Okay. It's City of Sound. It's our album. We signed a deal with Wind Up Label, Wind Up Records, and they really like the album, so they're putting it out. And we wanted to put something new on there, so we put an hour worth of live music from the fall on there. But that album we recorded in New Orleans with Ben Elman, the producer, who is a band member in Galactic and has produced Trombone Shorty, and Galactic.
Ryan Montblue.
He's a friend of ours, and he's really talented, and he's got a really unique voice as a producer. And he was pretty much our number one choice for that record, and working with him just really elevated our band in terms of visibility in New Orleans, just for having his name attached, but just also because of the product that it created, and we created with him. It did a lot of good for us, and we're really happy with the record. It's got some funky production stuff on there that we didn't know about at the time, like really how to do, and we really let him flex his producer skills on it.
And those funky sounds incorporated in the repertoire of the Revivalist, more so tonight with the horns and the all sorts of good stuff. The full band tonight over at Park Street Patio. And again, that's from 6 until 9 with Rust Belt Rumble Family Band, who you're going to love.
Sounds awesome.
Yeah. And they'll start things off tonight for the Americana Whiskey Wednesdays. And we'll see you guys out there. And thank you again for being here and
sharing your stories
and playing your music for us.
And
what's this last one you're going to do?
I think it's a song called Concrete.
Oh.